Blog Talk Radio.
I go hard, erect, surrounded in brigettes. My life need a set, I direct there in the soundtrack. Sipping on some mile back, where you get that style from? Let me get my style back. Never been camera shot, mug shots, no Clayton High. Tater on the barrel, turn your ass to potato pie. Favorite letter in the alphabet, a G. My favorite rapper that I wanna see, it's me. You can't compete, I'm out your league. Check your receipt, the dick ain't free, yeah. Okay, on my forfeit, stuntin' on my ex, give her everything except another chance and respect, y'all.
Tryna duck my ex, got a honey check, tonight I'ma flex, Rollie no protect, give me the protect, I'm a 40 in a tech, Tryna duck my ex, then what's coming next, I just wanna flex, Tryna duck my ex, got a honey check, I just wanna flex,
I get it lit, I get it hot. Just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to give me some company. I get it lit, I get it hot. Just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts, I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. She like my dance moves, guess I'm a man, she keeps to a fan, now we making fast moves. Looking for love, but it never lasts, I guess it's casual. Hands in my pants, she looking for bands, it's something that's brand new. So to watch what that bad do, cause it can get litty when I'm in my city. You know it's my phone, you play me loud. I need a bitty to show me some titties, the real definition of hanging out. Maybe some kitty, cause I'm really pretty, but I know you shout when the gang around. Ain't got no time to just hang around, fucking the fight and we bang it out. I get it lit, I get it hot, just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got some moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. I get it lit, I get it hot, just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company.
bitch for the thrill. I fuck bitches on me and not a word for bills. I get it poppin' by all in the means. I hold on my wrist, that's a bending machine. Ain't having issues looking fettuccine. You fucking King Pluto, you get what you're dreaming. My put my top got me splashing codeine. Talk about your wardrobe, you fucking the king. Came out the battle like 400 troopers. Put a switch on it and go make a movie. Trippin' on AC, I'm totally polluted. Bitches on bitches, they done my recruitin'. Hoes, they goin' both ways. They get it poppin' on good medication. Diamonds on me, Bobby Brown. Diamond be dancin' on me, young Jay. I put them Rolex diamonds on my trigger finger. Walk on down, leave a nigga in the cold. I put a finish spur on a cha-cha. Had to turn up on no nigga hoe. And she do it all, my nigga say. I'm controlling my bitch without using a remote. I done came from the bottom, I started with nothing. Had to go out and give me a drink, yo. I done special no R&B star in the trenches. These bitches gon' do what I say. I put my shit, you know damn well I'm lit. I been fucking these thotties, I'm loaded and rich. Came up from nothing. You know these racks, all these gold digging bitches. I sit in the smoke, tell a nigga on fire and kill all the witnesses.
I get it lit, I get it hot. Just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. I get it lit, I get it hot. Just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company.
My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller, yeah. Like controller, controller, yeah. Okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Like controller, controller, yeah. Like controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre. Knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller, yeah. Like controller, controller, yeah.
Y'all are tear off me garments, and I'm all to come in on me apartment pool. The girl them on the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell me sorry. You can't listen to me talk, then go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now, and we're working on it. Yeah, and that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller. Yeah. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
Search for his gun, where his pole at? We on his ass, where his soul's at? He get away, we on his ass, where he parole at? I be hating when these rappers call these rappers brothers. Only the family in my ass, bitch, we got each other. I popped a perk and drunk a gallon, man, that hurt my stomach.
Man, what?
Doing the dash inside the land, that shit had made me vomit. Fuck from the back, I pull her head, she screaming while she coming. Got phone them G-locks, they be clutching every time they serve me. With all that rah-rah like you like that, come around, you nervous. Sneaky talking like you like that, now you acting turtle. Yeah, you ain't like that, you ain't catch a murder. I be threatening on my DM, we ain't never worked. Bleed, free the C, yeah, I call him Kirk. He be to himself and he'll catch a murder. I'm smoking weed, I don't fuck with dirty, fuck with dirt. Can't trust the E, cause these bitches dirty, bitches dirty. I feel like Gleech when I crush my 30. Get out the streets, bitch, you touch it 30. D-Ski been trapping, he just touched the 30. Richo be capping, but you know that's Brody. Hey, Buka, put the switch on for me, bro. These niggas looking like these niggas. No. You ain't my brother, you ain't my dog or homie. We got poppin', now they all our homies. I just had a threesome with two thick bitches. They just suckin' dick cause I don't lick, bitch. He know I fucked his BM, now he sick with it. Shot in his shit, so when he spit, you know he switch with it. Hellcats and track hoes. They got Timmy on the turn up and a blast off. He went and got caught for that body, took his mask off. She an ungrateful little bitch, I take her ass off. Give me them titties back, bitch. They call my phone like get them glizzies back, bitch. Tell your favorite rapper we ain't feeling that, bitch. Tell your favorite trapper we ain't hearing that.
Let's get it.
He won't 4,000, but I got two, so nigga give me that.
Give me that.
This stick up easy, this shit pity pass.
This shit pity pass.
Know how I bleed this with my city at?
Where my city at?
I'm from the rack, you know it's litty there.
Oh, it's litty there.
I ain't never bleed that rapper, give me that.
Jerry Production.
All right, peace to the gods, peace to the gods. Let me set up these live streams real quick, and we'll get into it. Welcome to Consultation Wednesday. And 09, I'm on live on YouTube. Let me do the gram. All right, I'm live on the gram. Let me pull up this Amjor real quick again. Right. So how y'all doing out here tonight? I hope y'all doing well. I know I am. But let's go into it. Again, these injunctions. I said I was going to finish it off before I start taking questions for Consultation Wednesday. Consultation Wednesday is all about our answering the questions that y'all have on various processes. Now, also, for all of y'all who are listening who don't know where to find me, go to jonahbay.com to buy templates and DVDs, well, videos. It's all electronic now. But it's jonahbay.com to find my website. Now, also, if you want to check out my archives of all the shows I did in the past, go to soundcloud.com and put in Jonah Bay, and you will find the archives. For all y'all new people, y'all need to go there for sure, for sure. For all the people on YouTube, yo, give me a likes on the YouTube so they can stop shadow banning me and the whole nine. For all the people on Instagram, share the video and all that. Facebook, share the video and all that and the whole nine. So let me get started. The injunctions, 42 AMJOR 2D, page 187, unconstitutionality or invalidity of a statute or order. The usual ground for asking injunctive relief against enforcement of statutes is their invalidity. But invalidity of itself is not sufficient to warrant exercise of equity of the extraordinary injunctive power. In other words, the mere fact that a statute is alleged to be unconstitutional or invalid will not entitle a party to have enforcement enjoined. Further circumstances must appear which bring the case under some recognized head of equity jurisdiction and present some of actual or threatened and irreparable injury to the complainant's rights for which there is no adequate legal remedy. Right? Now, this is what I want y'all to know. If they have a statute that says you need a license to drive, there is no remedy for you, legal remedy, because they got a law that says it's something else. They got a law that says pay taxes. There is no remedy without asking for the injunction because they got laws that say pay the tax. So this is how you go about getting remedy for yourself in equity, right? Man, how the hell you don't know the call-in number, man? What's the call-in number? It's just ridiculous, dog. You've been listening for a while now, man. And you've asked me that before in a text on Instagram, and I gave you the number. You need to keep up with it. This is the last time I'm going to answer your question like that. It's just ridiculous, dog. Evidently, you don't care. Someone put it there right there. In the chat, someone put the number for you. By the way, if y'all want to ask questions, go to Google Jonah Bay Radio, and it's going to take you to Blog Talk Radio. And then click in. So, my nigga, you know my name. All you got to do is put radio on the end to find it, all right? Interrupting my wisdom, yo. So it says, further circumstances must appear. All right, I read that part. No, I didn't. Further circumstances must appear, which bring the case under some recognized head of equity jurisdiction and present some actual or threatened of irreparable injury to the complaint's rights for which there is no adequate legal remedy. If it is apparent that the law can be furnished all the relief to which the complaint is entitled, the injunction will be refused. Accordingly, injunction will not issue to restrain enforcement of an illegal unauthorized statute in order, statute of order, if the defense is illegality invoked in the proceeding at law to compel obedience to the order of the statute
or in action of law for the statutory penalty for violation constitutes the adequate remedy. It is recognized, however, go to the next page. Now, what I want y'all to keep in mind, a lot of y'all are getting in trouble for your guns, right? All you do is an injunction with your gun, and you put in the Constitution where it says you have the right to bear arms and show the law that says you need a license to carry, and that law is unconstitutional. So the remedy for that would be they have to give you an injunction and have it in the police computers to show that you don't need the license to carry your gun, right? So this is where we at with it. Y'all gonna have to learn how to use equity against these people in their laws. It says an injunction will lie to restrain the threatened enforcement of the invalid law, where the law used, the enjoyment of private property will be injurious or affect by its enforcement. So it just told you right here that for them to try to stop you from carrying a gun when you have the rights to bear arms would be injurious to what? It would be injurious to your right to private property. Your right to private property. That's one of the main things that the Constitution protects, is your right to private property. So you know the injunction is going to work for that, without a doubt. And then let's go on. Of course, the remedy at law is manifestly as complete and adequate as the injunction. And a federal court may grant the injunction to prevent irreparable injury to the complaint's rights growing out of unlawful manner in which a valid law is being administered. So most of these laws are unconstitutional, and they are being administered according to law, but not constitutional law. And the Constitution tells you that anything that goes against the Constitution is void on its face. So there you have it. Let me go on though. A statute providing that an injunction cannot be granted to prevent execution of a public statute by the officers of law for the public benefit does not operate to preclude the issuance of an injunction against the enforcement of an unconstitutional statute or ordinance. So it just told you, if that shit's unconstitutional, they got to give you that injunction. Then it says, it is sometimes asserted that it is beyond the scope of equity to restrain the enforcement of a void law, which affects merely personal rights. As has been observed, however, fundamental personal rights are not less sacred and not less entitled to injunctive protection than our property rights. And an injunction suit is often a more appropriate, effective method for resisting the invasion of an interference of such personal right under the color of void law than is a remedy afforded by the court of law. So they just told you it's proper for you to do an injunction instead of trying to sue them for violating your rights. This is what they want you to do. Let's go to the last page on this. A suit against a state attorney general to prevent him from enforcing unconstitutional law or from taking any other illegal action is not one against the state, but is against the officer himself. And upon retirement from his office, it will abate, at least in the absence of the statutory provision authorizing the suit to be continued against the successor and showing the successor is threatening to continue the acts complained of. See now, when I showed y'all how to do the injunction, remember I told you, even if your injunction is in and it's done properly, it doesn't matter that they get a new governor, a new attorney general and all that. Your shit's still in the computer and it stays there. And this is why. So I hope y'all learning a hell of a lot on that injunction I put together for y'all. But there's many more to come. There's many more shit to come because you just heard it here in AmJor. The only way to stop them from doing unconstitutional laws against you is to do injunctions against them. And the officers who are trying to push those unconstitutional laws. Now, the attorney general is the main one. Why? Attorney general of your state, the attorney general of the Fed. Why? Because he's the one who makes those laws. He pushes those laws through. All right? He's the one who has to defend those laws. Right? That's one of the main people you got to do it to. And you got to do it to El Presidente, which if you're in a state, that's the governor. All right? So as a suit against the United States government is not liable to be sued except by its own consent given by law. And unless expressly permitted by the Act of Congress, no injunction can issue against it. Consequently, in a suit to restrain federal officers, if the proceeding, although nominally against public officers, is in reality against the United States, the court will not grant the relief requested, even though the United States is not named as a party on the record. Thus, the court will not attempt to control federal officials in the exercise of their official judgment and discretion. However, the rule of immunity has no reference to and does not include those cases in which the suit is brought to compel federal officers to perform ministerial duties imposed upon by law, and which they wrongfully neglect or refuse to perform. In proper case, injunctions will issue. So when you telling them, you got to give them a warning first. Don't do this to me. And then put the injunction in, and the injunction will issue. All right? So it's not much difference. Now, when I bring up that I'm having an injunction webinar for all these various things, y'all better be on this goddamn webinar because y'all know right now I did it ahead of time to show you what I'm bringing. It's not going to be your normal injunctions that I did, you know, 8 years ago. All right? So with that being said, let me open up the call lines because it is Consultation Wednesday. And I will start answering questions. Now, in case people didn't know what I was reading from, I say it again. AmJur 2D. A-M space J-U-R 2D. And I looked up injunctions. Okay? That's where you're going to find that. AmJur is a book used by all judges to know the law. The one great thing about AmJur is you're going to read how they feel when it comes to like the injunction and other things, right? And it also gives you case law right at the bottom of every page so that you can even have the case laws to support what you're saying, all right? Just to let you know, because that's what your boy do, teach y'all law. All right, so I'm going to call a 917-804. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods. How you doing, Elder Ali?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great as well. So thankful for large sums of money that come to us and good health and wealth to all the listeners and callers and your family.
Ashe, ashe, ashe. Thank you, brother.
Shay, I'm glad you continue from Monday. It's perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect. So check it. I peep you saying AmJur, and you know, for all the old heads, pretty sure we know what AmJur is. Just wanted to make sure it's the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Because I looked it up.
It
and I did
the
see
the
AmJur
2D. Yes.
Okay, back. Yeah, back. So, all right. Now, you said the successors are supposed to continue the act of the injunction.
Yep.
They're supposed to pass it down
yep.
to the next one.
Here it
up.
Is right there in their law book. Yes.
They got to keep it going.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Right.
So, I did my injunction about way earlier than y'all. I did it about 11 years ago, right? Mine's been working all this time. I've never done it over.
Yeah. I can dig it. I can dig it. So my question is, when we go into that, when we come in for the equity suit that you prepared us for, well, we were doing the injunction. You did answer the question partially for me. Because I was going to say, who do you bring in? You know, do you bring in the sheriff or do you bring in the attorney general or the governor? You said bring in
you
the governor.
Bring whoever, like your injunction, your travel injunction, you named all the people you sent it to. Now, of course, you're not going to bring in a sheriff from a different county. But let's say I'm in DeKalb. I'm not going to bring in the sheriff from Cobb County because he didn't violate me, but DeKalb did. So I'm going to bring in the attorney general. I would bring in the governor. I would tell them all I was violated and give them a fee schedule. And then I would proceed in a suit to try to get money out of them. I don't have to reinstate everything. I already stated everything in an injunction. $9,000 an hour.
Yeah. Absolutely. That was my biggest thing, because I was like, you know what? I want to shut down that case first and then come back and come for my injunctive relief. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's big facts. I like that. And let me ask you a question. Is London doing the mixes on the beginning of the show?
No, me.
It's you?
Yeah.
Okay. You're getting your rock on, man.
London loads the music up for me, and then I take it from there.
Okay. Okay, no doubt.
There's a lot of new young B-boy music on there. You know, I wouldn't know it, but he does.
Yeah, no doubt. That's why I was like, hold on, man. How the hell to know about these new tracks?
Right.
He's rocking, though.
God, every time I go out, we hearing Biggie, Jay-Z, and all that. You know what I mean? Because I go to Cigar Bar.
Yeah.
That's the music. They pumping our music. I don't know about that new music. And,
Yeah, no doubt. Like, I peeped because, you know, I stayed back in the archives and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you could tell the difference when you were straight playing it and asking Joey, like, yo, what'd you think about my mixes, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I heard the new drum. I was like, hold on, I ain't even heard this song yet.
All right. Now, someone in the chat asked me how to work a job without an SSN. What I'm going to tell you is I've went over that many a times. And I just went over that in a webinar. The webinar is called the Enterprise Webinar. Go to jonahbay.com, pick up the Enterprise Webinar. It's going to show you exactly how to do that and start your business, your family business. Your family business is how you're supposed to work under, you know, a EIN. You're not supposed to be working up under that SS. N number, and you would take that number and be a contractor for your job.
Yeah,
right?
you spoke on that Monday too.
Yeah, I understand new people are coming and they want to know that answer. I know for y'all old heads, y'all be like, that shit again? Right,
yeah.
But let me move on to the next caller. Peace, God.
Yes, peace, God.
All right, I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 585-500. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What's up?
I like to say I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money come to me. And you, ASAP and Easily, and large sums of health and wealth. Okay.
Ashe.
And I'd like to give a shout out for the New Year's and Merry Christmas to your haters and mine. Ashe.
Shay, thank you.
I just have to, you know, tell you how magnificent you are at studying. And I have to tell everybody who is listening, you know, I think you had a conversation a week ago about, you know, like people not really discrediting you, but, you know, like everybody got their own people that they listen to and things like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I just got to tell everybody, like, this right here is the prerequisite class. Like, if you're not here on Monday and Wednesday, or you haven't been, you know, going through the archives, I really don't know how people can navigate through the system, Jonah, because I was doing my own personal study, and I ran across what you're talking about with this injunctive relief like a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only because of us already being introduced to the injunction and being able to know how to study was I able to go through and kind of like comprehend.
Yeah,
what
because
I was
you did it already. And then you was like, oh, shit, I'm reading it. Oh, this is how it works. This is why it works.
Exactly.
This is what it is.
Exactly.
This is why he put that there. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it,
exactly.
it puts the pieces together for you.
And you know what, too, Jonah, like, I think us as like, old students and new ones coming in, we got to realize, like, you know, you showing us the breadcrumbs, but we can't rely on you to show us the whole picture. Like, that's who we're supposed to, you know, evolve into, you know, more is learning law and interpreting
like,
and comprehending
like,
and things like
you're
that.
You're absolutely right. Like, I've read the Amjur to you, right? I did not go into any of the case laws. So if you wanted to expound, you would go into Amjur and start looking up the case laws. And you would really comprehend it. But, I mean, come on, man. If I was to do that, I could spend the next 3-4 months just doing the case laws. I think.
But what kind of teacher would you be if you did that, though? You know, like, what kind of teacher would you be if you just gave us all
I
the answers?
I would be too thorough, boring, and Noble Du Ali said if I gave you everything, You soon forget.
Exactly. So
I can leave y'all room to do y'all's own research, your homework.
So with you bringing up injunction, you know, you've introduced and showed us law how to, you know, use it while traveling. But, you know, as I started like looking into it, it kinda made me think like there's other ways to use it, but I think a lot of us are not really using the injunction
that's
correctly.
Why I bring it up. That's why I bring it up now, because I'm telling y'all want to be in equity court. Injunctive relief is equity court. And you can invoke it yourself and get equitable remedy for almost all their laws. As long as you can prove whatever law they're using is against the Constitution, the same way I did it inside the injunction for travel, you can do it for any case.
So I kind of like, this is my first time hearing about the Amjur, so I'm new to it. So the way that I found out about it was a different kind of route. Now, I went about it, like, I started looking at prayer relief that we have in majority of our paperwork, you know?
Right.
And I was listening to one of your webinars where you told the story about, like, you had the paperwork and the judge tried not to grant you something, but you let the judge know, like, it was in your prayer relief and they had to, you know, give you that remedy.
Yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
that's,
when I started looking in the prayer relief, like, because I'm putting together a case and there are some punitive damages and stuff. And so I look it up, and it's two different kinds of prayer relief. And, of course, John DeVay, he directed us to the correct one. You know, I think it's named the special prayer relief. So on the special prayer relief, you know, we name it basically outlining what they owe, why they owe, or whatever. So
right.
as I'm looking, I see one of the remedies that you can ask for is injunctive relief.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, oh, shit, like, you got to put your injunction in there. But I got kind of caught up in the part where it was like, you know, the judge got to grant this to you or whatever.
No,
but then
see,
I started thinking.
Here's
the
thing. Keep in mind, anytime it goes against the Constitution, what the Constitution says is void on its face, right? So what I'm saying is once you prove that that went against the Constitution, the injunction already given because it's unconstitutional. The judge has nothing to do with it.
So you wouldn't even have to, you know, put that as a demanding in in your prayer of relief, even in your section, as
you get your travel injunction. Who the hell granted that? But you.
Me, yeah, me. Mm-hmm.
And you know, people used to ask me all the time, "Well, Jonah, how do I know the injunction worked?" You know, because, you know, do they tell you or whatever? I'm like, you know it worked the day you did it. If you understand what you're doing, you know it worked the day you did it. Because nothing can stand as a law against you personally if it goes against the Constitution. You explained it and said, now y'all going to do injunctive relief for me. The thing is, they're not going to let us sue to get rid of it for everybody. So they like, we prefer you to do it for yourself and we'll accept it and give it to you. And that's what they're doing.
Now, would you also
they're not going to let me put through a suit where everyone could have the right to travel. They're not going to let, they like, yo, that's none of your business. Worry about you. And
yeah,
do it
but
in
if
a
you personally, yeah, but if you personally understand it and you know, like you read the definition, that the person got to bring some type of harm to you. So,
yes.
And the reason that I was, the reason that I was saying use it was for, you know, equity, like you said, ownership purposes or whatever. But to kind of like make everybody get into position, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you already put this officer, this constitutional officer, on notice with the injunction. So now you know how you go into court and the judges still try to act nasty with you or whatever. But to, in my interpretation of the injunction, it kind of put that judge on notice. And I thought about Rule 17, where you say everybody, you know, they got a position to play.
Here's the ill part about it. If he ignores your injunction, he waived his immunity. Now you can sue him like Charlie Sprinkle in his personal name in capacity.
Now, the question is, though, Jonah, I guess maybe this is the question that needs to be asked. How do you play that card? Is the injunction as an exhibit? Is it you put it in as a motion like you've been, like you've taught us how to do?
Your complaint is he violated your rights and didn't do his ministerial job.
And so that has to be in your complaint.
He's a trustee and had to follow the trust indenture, and he didn't.
Okay. And that has to be in your complaint. If you don't have that in your complaint when you first created it, it's like it was never there. You can't add it later.
Yes. Well, you can. Okay. You just have to do an amended complaint.
And you don't want to have to do that. You want to do it right the first time, correct?
Facts. I hate these things again. I'm lazy. All right, wonderful talking to you. Peace.
Wait, I want. Can I share?
No. We've been on too long. I gotta
put it in the chat.
All right.
Thank you. Peace.
Peace. All right, I'm going to. yeah, I can't keep y'all on forever. You know what I mean? I'm going to call a 636-249. Peace to God. Peace.
Peace to the gods. How you doing, John?
What's up, God?
What's up, God? What's going on? That was a really good conversation right there. I mean, actually, the answers a few of my things. I want to go into the oath of office, but before I say that, I want to say, just piggybacking off what the conversation you all just had, I just had a district judge, a federal judge, just deny me the entrance of, I tell them to take judicial notice to the Bill of Rights preamble. And his reason for not allowing me to bring in the Bill of Rights was that he said that I'm not telling what it's for. And I said, literally, when I put in the Bill of Rights, I stated that anything that's not constitutional is repugnant. Anything repugnant to the Constitution is null and void. And I stated that the statutes that the third party company was using was null and void, and he still he still dismissed it. So, like I said, piggybacking off you all's conversation, I was going, you know, that's why I'm going for the oath of office. Period. I tried to get it before, but you know, it's a whole little routes you got to take. Like I said, I got Washington D.C. got to send me the information. And you told me last week, on Monday, you said let's get into the conversation.
What I'm saying is, and I remember our conversation just Monday. What I'm saying is, the Constitution says he has to oath, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't have to look for it. Either you got the oath, or you're not a judge. Being that the trust indentures say they must have it, they must have it. So I would attack it from that point. Now, me, myself, I do have the oath of office for most of the judges, if not all of them, here in Georgia. I've never had to once use them.
I can get it. It's a process. You know, it just take a, like 2-3 weeks. But you saying that you don't even – I mean, of course you wouldn't need it necessarily, but of course they're going to play the games that they play. I mean, that right there.
I mean, they can't – they cannot play the game that they didn't have to take the oath to that, because either, either you did or you're not what you say. And I'm going to say remove him for not being the judge. He doesn't have an oval office. Now, first of all, you know, my main shit is that's an ABA court. I don't want to be in an ABA court, so I put in my affidavit saying I refuse to be in court that's, you know, an ABA court.
Mm-hmm. Not an Article 2, Article
3.
Well, it's a district. It's still – it's a federal court. It's a federal court.
You know – did you know that all the judges are the same judges on the state level in every state?
One more time. You said all the judges in every state are on the same level.
You got – you are in the state court, right?
Yep.
You're in the state court. Now, you let's go say you've seen Judge Clementine. You can move it up to federal court. Judge Clementine is a judge in the federal court, too. It's all the same judges.
What? No, I never knew that. So you trying to tell me that I had to take it to the state capitol, Supreme Court?
No, what I'm saying, that's when you get to different courts, when you're in the Supreme Court. They call them circuit courts. So therefore, them judges move around inside that state and county.
Right, because see, look, by me being in the federal court, I thought I was outside of the circuit court, the lower tribunal. But you said it don't make a difference.
What they try to say is they're going to use a different set of rules there. But you and I know that the uniform got them using the same rules. It's just that they got one name for the state and one name for the federal. Perfect example is a court of satisfaction.
Exactly. Big facts. Oh, wow. I never looked at that. Never noticed that. Wow.
Yeah, so you're not getting impartiality if it's the same judges. You're not getting impartiality if it's the same judges.
Exactly. Wow.
And I don't recall anyone bringing that up before.
Yeah, somebody have to get a different judge. And it definitely seems like he's getting ready to play. And it's a brother, too. A brother, the court clerk, a sister.
I don't give a fuck if it's a brother or anyone. I care less.
Yeah, because they took
when you're using corporate law against me, I care less.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So let me also say this. My injunction, of course, learned from you. I incorporated, of course, the state.
That's on the base shit don't work.
That's what they say. It's a lie.
See, my whole thing is not to pat myself on the back. Name one teacher that gave y'all injunction and broke down how and why it worked by their laws, the Constitution, and then the AMJUR. People,
the name should not be mentioned. I'm lying. I'm joking. Nah,
you're
nobody.
Right.
Nobody. They wish. It is a wish. They tried. I mean, but nah. Any place I've ever found remedy in, everyone else that I know, who's about his life is money remedy got was for you, period. Big fact. I mean, hands down. I appreciate that.
A couple of weeks ago, people were saying, well, some shit don't work with Joni. That discharge don't work. Nigga, first of all, I gave y'all the law to discharge, 31 U.S.C. 3113, and it says they accept it when they want to. I said,
when
so
they want
if did it and it didn't work, nigga, what you expected? You expected to work every time? You thought it was just going to be easy like that? No, it don't work that way. And it does, even if it's the GSA bonds, it don't work that way. They do it when they want to. That ain't my fault. I gave you the law
exactly.
And told you that.
And you totally mentioned it all the time. And look, testimony, it's worked for me 3 different times. I mean, with the IRS, it works almost every single time. I don't know a time that it didn't work with the IRS. I did it twice with 2 different banks.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So a question. What if you're in federal court, do you have to use the federal constitution instead of the state? Correct? No.
You can use both.
When I'm in Georgia, Georgia's constitution is in the jurisdiction of the federal court. I never use the federal constitution. And if I do, I always use it in conjunction with a state constitution because the state's constitution protects my rights better than the federal. That federal is an abbreviated constitution. Well, go ahead, bro. Ooh, I got to
okay,
go.
So
I got to go to one more caller.
Okay.
Peace.
Okay. All right. Peace to you.
All right. I'm going to 530-426. This is the last caller. Peace. 530-426. All right. I'm moving on. 702-712. Peace to the God. Peace. 702-712.
Hello. Peace, Jonah.
Peace. How are you?
Yeah. I am wonderful, magnificent. How are you?
Wonderful. Hurry up. We only got about 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
Okay. Jonah, I was just wondering about the 9-8 trust. We were thinking about getting some assistance with that, and I was wondering if you were caught up on that or how long it would take once we submit our payment.
Well, you said you helped doing 9-8 trust. You mean the express trust?
Yes.
And you're talking about doing the express trust here in Georgia? You already did it with me or... No.
No, I want to initiate it.
Okay.
Yes.
What you're going to do is
I
want to
do it
email.
In Georgia. I am.
Uh-huh. Go to my email, Jonah Bay.
Okay.
At gmail.com and say express trust and leave your phone number and I'll give you a call.
All right. That sounds good. And thank you. And I enjoyed, the money ritual that we did for New Year's. I was there with my son Marlon and my granddaughter Nalisa, and I'm actually in Portland, Oregon right now, and we're checking you out.
All right,
Wednesday.
Thank you,
Jonah. We appreciate your teaching.
All right, thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.
All right, that's our show for today. Listen, guys. I'm asking y'all, could y'all please donate some money to Brother Muhammad's funeral? We can send him off, right, and help his family. I put it up on Facebook and Instagram, his GoFundMe. I'm going to put it up again. Please, even if it's a dollar or whatever. We're not even asking for that much. We only want to get $6,000, right? And we're only at $450. Please, y'all, please give, even if it's a dollar. Everyone that's listening on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, just $1. Do more if you can. It's not going to harm you. It's what? A water at the store? I would say a cup of coffee, but coffee costs way more than a dollar. Please donate to his funeral. Keep in mind, we all die one day, so y'all might need the same help. Thanks for tuning in. I hope y'all enjoyed the show today. I did. I'll talk to y'all again Monday. Peace to the gods.